请翻开诗篇六十八篇。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 68.
诗篇六十八篇。
Psalm chapter 68.
这一首诗，这里说是大卫的诗歌。
This here it says this is by David, a Psalm of David.
所以呢，那我们就知道这是大卫所写的诗。
Then we know David wrote this.
因为他说诗歌，所以呢，这一首诗应该也可以有乐器来伴奏。
Here it says a song, so we can assume that there might be instrumentations accompanying it.
那他交给灵长，有时候我们也翻译做这个是诗班的总指挥。
And he said here he said to the choir master, so he could be the director of the whole choir.
那这个灵长也可能是那一位把它谱成有乐器伴奏的曲子。
And the choir master can also mean the piece with instrumental accompaniments.
那我们真的是希望呢，有机会也可以用唱的来歌唱这些诗歌。
How we wish that we could be able to sing through those songs.
那因为这首诗比较长了，所以我这是可能就是把整个诗把它稍微的讲解一次。
And this is a fairly long psalm, so I think I would just quickly explain through the whole chapter.
那希望有时间也稍微谈一下其中有一两个我觉得一些重点可以让我们思考的。
And if time allows, then I'll pick a few that I want to discuss further.
那这首诗也不是容易读。
This is not an easy read either.
因为呢它里面的叙述呢即使连翻译的人都觉得不太好翻译。
So from the descriptions, it is very hard to translate and make sense of it.
所以我想就可能会花一点时间来跟大家来说明一下。
So I may take a little bit more time just to explain.
好，首先呢，这一首诗三十五节。
So first of all, this psalm has 35 verses.
那我把它分成大概是四个段落。
And I divided it into four sections.
第一个段落是从第一节到第四节。
The first section is verse 1 through 4.
那这里有一句话就是第三节。
And in verse 3 it said,
他说唯有义人必然欢喜。
But the righteous shall be glad.
在神的面前高兴快乐。
They shall be jubilant with joy before God.
所以呢，这首诗歌最后告诉我们我们要如何能够在神的面前能够欢喜呢？
So this psalm tells us how we can be joyful or rejoice before God.
就是我们必须要成为一个义人啊。
From here we know we have to be righteous.
那人怎么可能用什么方法让自己成为义人呢？
And how can we possibly be righteous on our own?
在旧约的话呢，就是你要完完全全的遵循神的律例典章诫命呢。
And according to the Old Testament, you have to follow all the commandments, all the laws of God.
其中呢，就是要常常的来献祭。
And one of them is you have to constantly offer sacrifices.
那在新约里面，我们怎么样成为义人呢？
And in the Old Testament, how do we become righteous?
新约 New Testament.
In the New Testament.
就是我们现代了，我们怎么样成为一个义人呢？
Which means in our modern days, how do we become righteous?
我们都听过保罗说的因信称义。
We all heard this phrase by Paul, justified by faith.
也就是我们要借着信耶稣就被称为义。
Through believing in Jesus Christ, we are made righteous.
所以如果我们的确是信耶稣的，诚心诚意相信耶稣。
So if you truly and sincerely believe in Jesus Christ,
那你就会愿意按着他的门徒所教导的悔改受洗得圣灵。
Then you will be willing to repent and be baptized according to the teachings of the disciples and receive the Holy Spirit.
就这样子你就被称为是义人了。
And that way you will be called righteous.
这样子你就可以应当就可以在神的面前得到欢喜快乐。
Then you should be able to rejoice before God.
那我们第二段呢是从第五节到十九节。
Second section is from verse 5 through 19.
在这里呢，大卫王在回忆神对以色列人的爱跟慈悲。
And here David was remembering God's grace and mercy.
那第一，它里面呢可以分成两个小部分。
And within this section, there are two parts.
第一个部分就是第五节到第十节。
The first part is from verse 5 through 10.
这里特别叙述神是一位孤儿寡妇的神 的神啊。
And here it said this very God is a God for widows and orphans.
就是神是困苦人的神。
And God is for the suffered.
所以神时常的来看顾他们。
So God takes care of them.
从十一节到十九节。
From 11 to 19.
这里提到神呢很愿意居住在人间。
And here he said God is very willing to live among us.
虽然说人呢是常常的悖逆。
Even though we are so rebellious.
但是呢借着人的这个贡献就是献这个凡献各样的祭物神愿意与人来生活。
And because we willingly make many offers and sacrifices, God is willing to dwell among us.
那这就是在这里就是神如何为我们背负重担呢？
So this shows how God carries our burden.
就是因为我们的罪他背在他的身上。
It's because our sin, he carries our sins.
那这最后的这个完成就是在耶稣基督来到这个世上的时候。
And the ultimate completion is the moment when Jesus Christ came to this world.
所以十九节说天天背负我们重担的主就是拯救我们的神是应当称颂。
So then in verse 19 he said, Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation.
那就是借着承担我们的罪来拯救我们。
By carrying our sins, he saves us.
对于我们活在新约时代的人，这个是再清楚不过了。
For those of us who live in the New Testament era, that cannot be more clear.
但是呢，对于大卫那个时候他们大概也只能凭着想象来思考来得到这样子的结论。
But during David's time, they can only imagine and assume to come to such conclusion.
当然我们也可以说这是因为神的启示让大卫能够得到这样子的这个智慧明白。
And of course, we can also say that God revealed to David such understanding and wisdom.
那第三段就是从二十节到三十一节。
And the third section is from verse 20 to 31.
在这里提到的就是神救恩的完成啊。
Here it talks about the completion of God's salvation.
可以分作两个小部分。
It has also two parts.
第一个部分呢，就是他会这个压碎敌人他的敌人。
Here it said it will crush the enemies.
就是当审判日的时候呢，神就是能够就是能够战胜得胜，完全的得胜他的敌人。
So that means on the day of the judgment, God is able to totally overcome and gain victory over them.
那在圣经里面常常用的字眼就是把敌人的头啦，或是颈子踩在脚下。
And a common description in the Bible is their head will be crushed or they will be under our foot.
这就是因为在古代旧约时代，古代的用词，他们那个时候的征战胜过敌人就是要把敌人踩在脚下。
Because the common practice of the time when they win a battle, the common practice they will step the enemy under their feet.
所以呢，圣经在描述完全的得胜的时候呢，就用那样的字眼来描述。
So when the psalm is talking about total victory, it will mention such practice.
啊，所以神救恩最后完成了的时候，敌人啊，就是撒旦，就完完全全的被啊踩在啊神的脚下了。
So at the end, when salvation is finally complete, Satan will be stepped upon.
啊，那二十四节到三十一节。
And for 24 through 31,
这里在叙述的就是一个胜利的游行。
And here it is a victorious parade.
啊，我们可以想象啊，当时候第二次世界大战啊胜利的时候，他们曾经有一个大游行，就是在法国的凯旋门。
And we know that at the end of the Second World War, there's a big parade in front of the gate of the triumph.
啊，所以呢，这里所叙述的就是好像那样子的一个胜利的啊游行。
And this description right here is very close to that.
啊，也可以想象在圣经里面有记载啊，大卫迎接约柜到大卫城的啊那一个游行。
And also, we can think of the parade where David welcomed back the ark.
啊，大家非常的兴奋，非常的高兴，有秩序的将约柜迎到啊大卫城里面去。
So everybody's so joyful to welcome the ark of the covenant.
啊，最后一段就是32节到35节。
The last section would be 32 through 35.
啊，这就是这个诗篇的作者啊最后的结论。
This is a conclusion by the author.
啊。那我们就一段一段的来稍微看一下。
Then now we're going to quickly go through this.
啊，所以从第一节到第四节。
So let's go back to verse 1 through 4.
啊，在这里啊，我们就把经文稍微读一下，然后我再啊把一些重点谈一谈哈。好，这里说神，愿神兴起，叫他的仇敌四散，叫那恨他的人从他面前逃跑。第二节，他们被驱除如烟，被风吹散，恶人见神之面而消灭，如蜡被火融化。唯有一人必然欢喜，在神面前高兴快乐。第四节，你们当向神唱诗，歌颂他的名，为那坐车行过旷野的修平大路，他的名是主，要在他面前欢乐。好，我们就来看一下这一段。
So let's look at verse 1 through 4.
好，这一段啊，这里提到说啊，他的仇敌四散。
He said the enemies in the world.
啊，那什么是神的仇敌呢？
Are God's enemies.
啊，这里提到说恨他的人就是神的仇敌呀。
It means here is that those who hate him.
啊，那恨神的人，当然第一个就是不愿意敬拜他的人啊，拜偶像的人啊。
Those who hate him are those who refuse to worship God.
啊，那些不愿意遵循他的话语的人啊，也是恨他的人啊。
Those who do not obey his word.
啊。那不愿意他来做王的啊，当然也就是恨他的人呢。
Those who refuse to make God their king.
啊，那在圣经里面啊，在新约有这么样的一句话。
In the New Testament, there is such saying.
啊，我们来看一下约翰福音3:20.
Let's look at John 3:20. John 3:20.
啊，约翰福音3:20。
John 3:20.
啊，凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。
For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed.
啊，那我们知道这个光啊，指的就是啊耶稣啦。
So we know this light is referring to Jesus.
啊，耶稣来到世上就是世上的光。
Jesus coming to this world, he is the light of the world.
啊，那当然啊，耶稣所代表的就是神啊。
And of course, Jesus represents God.
啊，神就是光明的源头。
God is the source of light.
啊，这里提到作恶的便恨光。
Here it said those who practice evil hate the light.
啊，所以简单的来讲，作恶的人呢，当然就恨，就变成是恨神的人了。
So in put it simply, people who are evil hate God.
因为神是光，光就把这些 作恶的人把他们的恶行 显露出来。
Because light exposed their evil acts.
啊，神就这里说，神就会责备他们的行为。
And God will rebuke them.
啊，因此呢，啊，喜欢作恶的人，当然他们不愿意啊，他们的行为被曝露出来啊。
And of course, evil doers never want their acts to be revealed.
啊，甚至作恶的人，他们也不认为他们所做的是恶啊。
Or even the evil doers don't even think they are doing something evil.
啊，如果你去告诉人说，哎呀，你做这样是错的。
If you tell somebody what you did is wrong.
啊，当然，他第一件事情可能会问你啊，第一个你是谁啊？
First of all, he will say, "Well, who are you?"
啊，那为什么问你是谁呢？
Why will he ask who you are?
啊，因为你是用什么标准来评判我啊？
Based on what standard you judge me?
啊，人活在这个世界上，这个世界有什么标准呢？
What is the standard in this world?
啊，这个世界的标准，我们都知道，常常不断的在改变。
We all know the worldly standards constantly change.
啊，从啊这个过去啊，啊可能五六十年代以前啊，或是五十年前啊，哦，那个离婚啊是很难以想象的事情。
Even just a 50-60 years ago, divorce is unthinkable.
啊，但是呢，现在呢，离婚很没有什么问题啊，很正常啊，需要就离婚呢，啊。
Now divorce becomes a common practice for convenience.
啊，所以呢，我们就可以看到啊，这种婚姻概念的标准是在改变的。
So we know this concept of marriage is changing.
啊，以前婚姻是一男一女啊。
In the past, marriage is one man and one woman.
啊，现在婚姻就不一定是要一男一女了。
It is not necessarily so nowadays.
啊，所以这个世界的标准是在改变的。
So the worldly standards are changing.
所以我们要责备人说你这样你不能离婚啊，人家问你是你是谁啊，你是按照什么标准在说这件事情啊。
So if you rebuke somebody and say you cannot divorce, they will say, who are you to set such bar?
啊，但是呢，神有神的标准啊。
But God has His standards.
啊，所以呢，神就是按照他的标准啊来审判，来告诉一个人说你这样做是错的。
So God will judge someone according to His standard and tell the person you are doing wrong.
啊，所以呢，我们在这个世界上啊，不愿意啊遵循神这个标准的人，当然就痛恨这个标准啊。
And for those who do not obey such standards, of course they hate the standards.
但是啊，痛恨这个标准啊，现在或许神啊没有做什么事情。
But hating such standards, maybe God didn't do anything about it.
但是呢，神却已经说明清楚，有一天啊，他必来做啊最后的评判，最后的审判。
But God has made it very clear that one day He will come and to do a final judgment.
如果啊你不愿意按照我这个标准，那我就只好请你离开我的面啊。
And if you're not willing to follow my standard, then I'm sorry, I'm not going to let you follow me.
啊，就是离开我的面前呢。
Get away from me.
啊，那唯有那个愿意按照我标准追求我的标准的人呢，神说你可以活在我的面前。
Only those who are willing to follow God's standards, they are able to come before God.
啊，所以啊，作恶的人就是恨神的人呐。
So evil doers hate God.
啊，所以我们要思想啊，我们是不是啊有这么样的倾向呢？
We have to reflect on ourselves whether we have such tendency.
啊，免得啊，我们啊，终究变成啊一个神的仇敌呀。
Lest we become God's enemy.
啊，那我们啊，就来看第二节啊，我们就可以看到呢啊，恨他的人在他的面前逃跑，就会离开他吗？
哪一节？
啊，第一节。
这样吗？
不是啊，对不起，我们回到诗篇六十八篇啊，第一节啊。所以恨他的人就从他的面前逃跑了。
So Psalm 68, back into verse 1, here it says, the ones who hate God will be scattered.
那他们呢，会如何的逃跑呢？
How are they going to flee from him?
好像烟啊，被风吹散啊，那么快，那么快速。
It'll be like smoke being driven away.
啊，那二人这里说在神的面前消灭了，好像蜡被火融化一样，非常的快。
And here he said that the wicked ones will perish as wax melts before the fire.
在圣经里面火也是常常用来形容神。
In the Bible, fire is oftentimes used to describe God.
那火可以用来烧东西。
Fire can burn.
有的东西被火一烧就烧掉了。
A lot of things are burned immediately by fire.
像这个蜡被火一烧就融化掉。
Such as the wax, it will melt.
但是呢，金子、银子被火一烧就越炼越纯。
But for gold and silver, the more they are burned, the more pure they become.
所以我们是什么样的物质呢？
So what kind of material are we?
我们是金子还是我们是木头呢？
Are we woods? Are we gold?
还是我们像这些蜡一样碰到火就融化了呢？
Or are we wax, melts before the fire?
因为我们要见我们的神，就好像来到火的面前一样。
Because when we come before God, it is as if we come before fire.
就要受到试验，受到熬炼。
We are going to have to be trained.
所以呢，第三节啊，在神的面前，只有经过熬炼以后，能够站立得住的人。
So in verse 3, only the ones who withhold the tribulations are able to stand before God.
那就是愿意来寻求救主耶稣，愿意来遵行他命令的人。
Those are the ones who are willing to follow Jesus and to follow his commandments.
就是蒙神的宝血洗净罪污的人。
The ones who are cleansed by Jesus' precious blood.
所以第四节这里提到你们，就是指着你们这些义人啊。
And in verse 4, it says you, which means the righteous.
你们在神的面前怎么样的欢喜快乐啊？
How do you praise and rejoice in God?
当然就是高声的唱诗，歌颂他的名。
Of course, you'll sing to God's name.
那这里有一句话呢，比较难懂啊。
And here, there's something a little bit more difficult to comprehend.
中文说，为那坐车行过旷野的修平大路。
And here he said, for the one rides on the clouds, extol him who rides on the clouds.
所以呢，这个我们如果听得懂英文，我们就会发现，英文跟中文不一样。
And we found the English and Chinese are different translations.
英文翻成中文就是那乘驾在云上的。
So in English is the one who rides on the clouds.
那也就是说，这里呢，是在形容神呢，好像乘驾在云上的那一位啊。
So it's as if God is the one who rides on the cloud.
那为什么用这样子来形容呢？
Why would you describe that way?
我们早上也稍微提过哈，神降下恩典的时候是降什么？
We also mentioned in the morning that the way God descends from heaven.
所以呢，这个跟雨是有关系的。
It has something to do with the clouds.
那当然在后面这个你要整个诗篇看下去以后呢，然后再看不同的翻译版才能够稍微的去，就是去看到这样子的样子。
So you only if you compare different versions of translation, you'll be able to picture it.
所以呢，他是乘驾在云上的。
He's the one who rides on the clouds.
他是谁呢？
Who is he?
这里特别提到他的名对以色列人来讲所以当时候呢，这个可以翻译做的有两个翻译的方法，然后一个叫耶和华，就是我们中文的翻译。
And by his name, what is the name? And there are several ways to say it. The first one is Yahweh.
那另外一个就是刚这个姐妹翻译的亚威哈，那当然在我们的 NKJV 呢，它只有用一个短的名字叫做 Yah.
In the NKJV translation, his name it goes by Yah.
不管怎么样，这里所在叙述的是神的名字是赐给人，让人家可以呼叫的。
So no matter what, God's name is for people to call him.
所以神的名字对寻求神的人来讲很重要啊。
So for those who are seeking God, his name is very important.
人家会问你的神是哪一位？
They will say, who's your God?
那你说我不知道他的名字啊。
You cannot say, I don't know his name.
你不能说我的神的名字叫主啊。
You cannot say, my God is Lord.
那今天神的名字 赐给我们的，让我们可以呼求的是谁呢？
So who is the God that we can call upon?
啊，就是耶稣啊。
It is Jesus.
啊，他的名字就是耶稣。
His name is Jesus.
啊，那因为世界上有太多人啊，后来也取名叫耶稣吧。
But then nowadays a lot of people are named Jesus too.
啊，所以常常我们会在耶稣啊后面啊，或是前面加上基督。
And then because there are so many people who are named Jesus, so nowadays we refer God as Jesus Christ or Christ Jesus.
啊，或是有时候呢，我们把他啊放他的头衔，他是我们的主，所以叫主，所以说是主耶稣。
Or we will say Lord Jesus.
啊，那这里就是在承认我们的主，我们的救主就是耶稣。
And here we acknowledge our Savior, our Lord is Jesus.
啊，那这个耶稣不是别人啊，就是圣经里面所说的那一位被称为基督的那位耶稣。
And Jesus is no other than the one mentioned in the Bible, the Christ.
啊，所以呢，我们对于我们所信的到底是谁，我们要搞清楚。
So we have to be very clear with who we believe in.
啊，所以为什么我们在这个聚会前呢，我们都是奉耶稣的名。
That is why before we pray, we always say in the name of Jesus Christ.
或是说我们在行这些圣礼的时候啊，或是我们在祷告的时候，都是奉耶稣的名。
Or when we are performing the sacraments, we'll say in the name of Jesus Christ.
因为这个名就是现在神赐给我们天下人间唯一可以靠着得救的名。
Because this is the only name that we can rely on to be saved.
主耶稣自己也应许我们我们无论求什么要奉他的名。
Jesus Christ also promised us whatever that we seek, we have to seek in his name.
这样子我们所求的他就会应允我们。
Then whatever that we ask for, he will give it to us.
这就是我们要认识我们所敬拜的这位神的名。
So we have to know the name of the one we believe.
那接下来从第五节以下大卫开始来叙述这位神他的慈爱他的。
So from verse 5, David is sharing what God's love is.
那第五节这里提到呢，他是孤儿的父，是寡妇的伸冤者。
Verse 5, he said, he is a father of the fatherless, a defender of widows.
也就是这些在世界上看起来无依无靠的人可以依靠这位神。
So those are the ones who are alone in the world and they are able to depend on God.
那这个神在他的圣所也有翻译版说神在他的圣洁里面。
And here is that God in his holy habitation. There's also translation say God in his holiness.
所以神是一个圣洁的神。
God is a holy God.
那他为这些没有依靠的人来成为他们的依靠。
So God can be the one who, for those people who don't have anybody, he can be the one that they can depend on.
对需要父亲的人，他就做他们的父亲。
For those who need a father, God can be their father.
为需要伸冤的人，他成为他们的伸冤者。
For those who need to seek justice, God can seek their justice.
第六节让那些孤独的人他们能够有伴侣，有一个家。
And in verse 6 it says, God can give a family to the solitary.
因为神就是他的同伴。
Because God is their companion.
让他不至于孤单。
So he will not be left alone.
但那些被囚的他们能够被释放出来，能够享受福气。
And God will bring out those who are bound into prosperity.
那这个被囚的就好像我们今天说，过去没有信耶稣以前，我们是被罪所捆绑的。
For those who are bound would be like the ones who didn't believe in God before. They were trapped in sins.
就好像以色列人，他们以前居住在埃及地呢，被这些埃及人把他当作奴仆。
Just like Israelites were slaves in Egypt.
这个埃及王不准他们离开埃及。
Pharaoh forbids them to leave Egypt.
但是呢，神借着他的大能，借着十个神迹， 将以色列人从埃及领出来。
But God, with His almightiness, through His 10 miracles, He delivers the Israelites from Egypt.
耶稣基督借着他的宝血将我们从罪里面释放出来。
Jesus Christ, with His precious blood, saves us from sins.
在这里提到说，唯有悖逆的住在干燥之地。
And here he also said, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land.
干燥之地就是没有水的地方。
Dry land meaning a place of no water.
没有水的地方，譬如说像沙漠。
Such as desert.
在撒哈拉沙漠、戈壁沙，或是中国的戈壁沙漠，在那里我们看不到什么植物。
Such as the Sahara Desert and Gobi Desert.
所以呢，那里是一个没有神祝福的地方。
It is a land without God's blessings.
就因为我们提到神的福气就好像雨来滋润大地。
Because we liken God's blessings as if it rains.
所以悖逆的人当然就没有神的福气啦。
Therefore, the rebellious one will not have God's blessing.
悖逆的人就是我不喜欢你管我嘛。我不喜欢你来管我，所以我是
悖逆的人。The rebellious one, the one who does not want to be controlled.
就好像我们的小孩子不听话，我们就说你这个悖逆的孩子。
Like our children will say, "Oh, the rebellious kid."
那你悖逆的孩子怎么样？那你就不要住在我家里啊，你去住别的地方。
The rebellious ones, you don't have to live in my under my roof.
那神既然他的福气就是这个雨甘霖。
God's blessings are rains, showers.
好，那你不要住在我的地方，那当然就是没有甘霖的地方了。
So to dwell in place that does not have God's blessing, that means it is a place without rain.
所以自然而然，悖逆的人不愿意顺服神的人，那他就走了，他就到没有神的地方，没有雨的地方去了。
Naturally, if you do not want to follow God's blessings, which are rains, then you will be in a dry place.
这个是其实都是我们的选择了。
And after all, it's the choices are ours.
圣经告诉我们居住在神里面有哪些好处。
The Bible already told us what are the benefits by dwelling with Him.
那如果你觉得这个好处你不要不好。
If you want to forsake such benefits or think they are not good enough,
因为呢，要得到这些好处要受到好多的拘束。
Because in order to receive such a benefit, you will be restricted.
这拘束其实是我们自己用我们自个人的思考，我们世界的知识去分析去得到的结论。
And we conclude such thing as a restriction only with our own understanding.
那我们得到这样结论的时候呢，或许我就说，那我就不要得到神的福气了，我就离开神了。
So when you reach such conclusion, you will decide not to depart. You will decide to depart from God.
那圣经就告诉我们呢，离开了神，你要去哪里呀？
But the Bible says.If you depart from God, where are you going?
这个世界是神创造的。
This world is created by God.
那你唯一的方法当然就是离开这个世界了。
And the world is created by God. If you want to be away from God, that means you will be away from the world.
这个世界难道只有地球而已吗？
Is this world only consists of the earth?
或许有人说，哎呀，我就不要住地球，我去住火星。
You can say, okay, I'm not going to dwell on the earth, I'm going to move to Mars.
但是我们不要忘了，神是创造宇宙万物的神啊。
But don't forget, God is the creator of all things.
他不是只有创造地球啊。
He doesn't create just the earth.
整个宇宙都是他创造的。
The whole universe was made by him.
整个宇宙都是在他的掌握里面。
The whole universe was run by him.
所以你要离开神，你要离开神，离开这个世界，离开这个宇宙，你要去哪里呢？
So if you want to depart from God, meaning you want to depart from this world, which is created by God, where can you go?
这个启示录就告诉我们那神说，那我就帮你预备一个地方，叫做火湖啊。
火湖。Yeah. So in Revelation, God said, well, I have prepared a place just for you. It is a fire lake.
Lake of fire. 就是 the lake of fire,
lake of fire.
就是火湖啊。
It's a lake of fire.
神怎么样叫他都可以嘛，所以神说那个叫火湖。
God can call this lake anything. This lake is lake of fire.
因为住在那里就是那个什么那个感觉啦哈。
Because the how it feels to live there.
所以我们可以自由的选择。
We can freely choose.
那第七节我们再回到诗篇六十八篇。
In verse 7, it said.
所以呢，第七节、第八节啊，这里我们可以想象啊，是他在叙述从开始从出埃及啊，神怎么样带领他们在旷野路上行走。
Here it started from the remembrance of the moment, the time when they are delivered from Egypt to the wilderness.
在那里有提到一句话，神的约柜在百姓的前面。三天的路程。
It has three days of journey, the Ark of Covenant.
做什么呢？就是在为以色列人寻找安歇之地。
So that they can find a place to rest.
也就是说，以色列人在旷野行走啦，神就先帮他们寻找一个让他们可以安歇的地方。
So while Israelites were in the wilderness, God has prepared a place for them to rest.
最后，他们来到了西乃山，第八节。
Eventually, they reach Mount Sinai.
神在西乃山降临整个山都震动了。
And God dropped rain, make the earth shake.
好，我们来看一下，他提到了他说 drop the rain 那中文也是说天也落雨这一句话，我们来稍微看一下。
So let's look at the Chinese translation as well.
那第八节呀，这里说地见神的面而震动，天也落雨。
In Chinese and also in English, it said the heavens dropped rain, and the earth shook.
OK, 好。那其实呢，这一句话呢，有其他的翻译，如果是直接翻译呢，直接从希伯来文翻译是这个样子哈。
So direct translation from Hebrew is what we just said.
不是哦，我要讲的哦。
Oh, it's what I'm about to say.
直接从希伯来文翻译呢，就是说地震动，然后天这个被天被拉下来了哈，拉下来。
Oh, so the direct translation from Hebrew will be the earth shook and the heavens got Pour down
就是倒下来，天倒下来啊，请倒下来哈。
The heavens got poured down
就是在神的面前，天倒，请倒下来。
In front of God, the heavens got poured down.
然后呢，西乃山它也是在神的面前震动。
Mount Sinai also shook.Before God.
那这位神是谁呢？这位神就是以色列的神。
And who is this God? This is the God of Israel.
所以呢，这里说天这样子倾倒下来呢，不一定是下雨啊。
So when the direct translation said the heavens poured down, it may not have meant rains there.
我们这里有龙卷风嘛？哈。
We have tornadoes here.
那我们看龙卷风的现象是什么？
So let's look at how the tornadoes.
我们常常说 touchdown 哈。
We say touchdown.
那个是什么 touchdown?
What?
是什么 touchdown?
What touchdown?
是什么降下来
what touchdown?
就是云嘛哈，整个云这样一直卷就降下来了。
It's the clouds that got.
所以我们可以想象呢，它是类似那个样子。
We can picture that it might be very similar.
因为呢，在西乃山，他们看到的就是云盖住了西乃山。
Because in Mount Sinai, what they saw is the clouds covered the mountains.
那些云看起来又好像是烟
And the clouds look like smoke also.
然后整个山震动。
And the whole mountain shook.
所以有的科学家认为呢，就那个就好像火山爆发一样。
And some scientists they are.Considering this might be a volcano eruption.
因为呢，圣经也提到说里面有火
Because the Bible also mentions there is fire.
但是呢，实际上应该不是，这个是神降临的一个奥秘的事情。
But I think it is a mysterious presence of God.
所以这里在叙述神呢与以色列人同在，在他们的面前，在西乃山上显现。
So here it said that God, the presence, appeared in Mount Sinai.
一个凡人竟然能够站在神的面前 不会死去，这个是对以色列人讲是一个奇妙的事情。
An ordinary man is able to survive being in front of God. This is a miracle.
有神与他们同在，这是一个美妙的事情。
To have God being present with you is a wonderful thing.
因为神在他们旷野路行走的时候，好像云柱遮盖这个太阳烈日的这个这个就是非常热的这个太阳的晒他们。
So when they are walking, the pillars of clouds cover the bright sun.
所以呢，不会让他们晒伤。
So they are not going to be burned.
那在晚上的时候呢，有这个火柱第一个提供亮光，第二个提供他们温暖。
And during the night, there is a pillar of fire to keep them warm.
因为我们知道在沙漠里面，白天很热，晚上很冷啊。
And we know in the deserts, it was so hot during the day and so cold.
所以我们就可以看到神的同在让他们感受到许多的爱，许多的温暖。
So they can feel God's presence and a lot of love from God.
所以第九节、第十节这里就提到降下大雨啊。
And in verse 9 and 10, it said God sent a plentiful rain.
那这个雨让这个产业能够坚固起来。
And they can confirm the inheritance.
这个中文说你产业以色列疲乏的时候。
And here in Chinese, it said,
第九节中英文它没有以色列了哈。
In verse 9, Chinese said the Israelites' inheritance.
也就是说，中文的翻译的人认为你的产业，神的产业就是以色列。
Sorry, what is it?
就是神的产业就是以色列人。
So which means God's inheritance belongs to the Israelites.
但是呢，既然原文他没有提这个产业，也可以指着就是神赐给以色列人的那块土地
So the inheritance can also refer to the land that God has promised the Israelites.
这里就是叙述神用那个雨，他降下时雨按照时间所降下的雨，让这块土地得到滋润。
And God sent down the rain in a timely manner to nourish the land.
因此呢，这块土地呢就可以让以色列众人在上面能够建立。
So then the Israelites are able to establish on the land.
所以第十节你的会众住在其中，就是住在这个产业里面。
So in verse 10, it says your congregation dwell in it, meaning dwelling in the inheritance.
神赐福给那块地让这些以色列人能够来享受。
God bless them with the land for the people to enjoy.
那神为这些困苦的人，指的也是以色列人曾经是困苦的。
So it said, God provides for the poor.
For the poor.
For the poor.
这个就是神为以色列人预备了一块美好的土地，是他在看顾的。
So God blessed Israelites with the land that He looked after.
这个就是这一段的第一个部分啊。
This is the first part of this.
那接下来这一段我起初也看不懂啊。
And the following passage, I at first also could not understand.
就是从第十一节一直到十四节。
It's verse 11 through 14.
到底他在讲什么呢
？What is he talking about?
后来我想一想啦，这里就是在叙述神如何的帮助以色列百姓能够在这块土地上得到安息。
So at the end, I understood in the way that here he's talking about how God helps the Israelites.
第十十一节十二节，这里就是在叙述神呢让这些外国的军队外国的君王败在以色列人的面前。
In verse 11-12, it's talking about how God made the kings of the enemies.Be defeated.
那所以呢，十三节让以色列人可以安居在这块土地上，好像 羊卧在他的羊圈里面。
So that the Israelites can rest on this land as if sheep lie down in the sheep.
那在那里面他们也是富足富裕的很满足的因为这里用白银跟黄金来叙述。
Here they are content and wealthy because it mentions gold and silver here.
都是因为十四节都是因为全能者就是这位真神把这些周围的 列王把他赶散。
It's all because in verse 14, the Almighty scattered kings in it.
那接下来十五节以下。
And then verse 15 and on.
十五节这里提到巴山山。
Here it mentions the mountain of Bashan.
十五章第一节的第一段巴山山是神的山这是一件蛮有意思的不太好翻译的地方。
Mountain of Bashan is God's mountain.
那这个一般来讲在希伯来文这个神在希伯来文呢它是复数。
In Hebrew, God is plural.
就不是 God is plural 就是这个字呢字本身是一个复数的字
God 这个字
对
The word God in Hebrew is plural
通常在这种情况之下呢它应该指的就是这位创造天地万物的神
And usually it refers to the one who created all things
但是呢如果我们用这样想的话呢我们会发现有点不太顺畅。
But then if we think along this line, you will come across some blockage.
因为十五节说巴山山是神的山，接下来巴山山是多峰多岭的山。
Because in verse 15, it said a mountain of God is the mountain of Bashan, a mountain of many peaks is the mountain of Bashan.
那这一段还可以了没有什么，因为它只是在叙述一个事实嘛。
Here it is okay because it's only describing.
那这样子的话那我们怎么样了解十六节呢
But then how would you make sense of verse 16?
十六节说你们多峰多岭的山啊为何斜看神所愿居住的山
16 said, why do you fume with envy, you mountains of many peaks?
如果说这个多峰多岭的山也是指着巴山山
If the mountains of many peaks is referring to the mountain of Bashan,
那为什么这个他们又是斜看神所愿居住的山，又是巴山山呢
？Then why would you say？
就是接下来那句话了，斜看英文是怎么样？我看一下。
Fume with envy。
Fume 就是用一个嫉妒的心。在看这个神的山嘛哈
Yeah, it means that you look at it with jealousy.
这个就是中文的斜看的意思啊，就是你斜眼看嘛，斜眼看是不是有点不好的意思嘛？你斜眼看人，当然不是一个好意思嘛。
Yeah, in Chinese we have this translation of looking at somebody with an angle.
眼睛斜着看人嘛哈，不好嘛哈，好。所以这样说起来的话呢，那十五节这个巴山山呢，可能这个神实际上是可以把它翻译作英文的小写的 God， 然后 S 多神啊。
So I think from this we can know verse 15, the mountain of God, that God should be a lowercase God.
就是 God's S 就是 plural， 就是 plural。
plural。
那中文翻过来的话，就可以叫做众神的山。
So it's a mountain of
many gods. 那这样就可以对应巴山山是多峰多岭的山。
Then it makes sense to say this mountain is of many peaks.
因为每一个山呢，从就是从比喻来看呢，每一个山就好像一个神一样呢。
It's as if every peak is a god.
就是代表一个神嘛。
Every peak represents a god.
那当然从圣经的眼光来看，这个是我们人类文字上的问题。
And of course, this is the limitations of human languages.
我们都说偶像，我们 外邦人也说这个是神明啊，这也是神啊。
We say like gods, like all kinds of spirits are gods.
那我们怎么分别这位创造天地万物的神，这个神跟这些被称为神的这些偶像呢？从神这个字就很难分呢。
So if you go from the word alone, it is hard to tell apart which one is the God of all create, which is the God that creates all things, and which ones are the other ones.
所以为什么我们要知道我们的神的名字是什么？
So that's why it's so important to know the name of the God.
所以十六节我们就看到中文这里就说，主必住这山，直到永远，神的名字就在那里出现了。
So in verse 16, it said the Lord will dwell in it forever. Here is the name of the God.
那英文翻作 the Lord， 通常它是全部大写的 Lord。
And the Lord will be capitalized.
那这个意思就是中文所说的耶和华了，实际上就是神的名字，是这位神所居住的那一座山。
So we'll say this is the name of God who dwells in it.
所以呢，这里所在叙述的就是说，你们这些偶像啊，为什么嫉妒这个神，就是天上真神所要居住的这个山呢
？So how do you know these mountains are the one that God dwells?
没有了。这里，所以呢，这里啊，这里在叙述的了就是你们这些偶像所居住的山呐、
So the mountains that all the other idols dwell.
你们这些偶像居住的山，为什么要嫉妒神所要住的这个山呢？
So the mountains of all idols, why are you jealous with the mountain of God?
那这个山到最后指的就是耶路撒冷所在的那个山呢？
Ultimately, this mountain refers to Jerusalem.
就是锡安山，锡安圣山。
Mount Zion.
那所以这里所在叙述的就是说，你们这些外国人啊，你们为什么嫉妒呢
？So here he said, "Oh, the foreigners, why are you jealous?"
为什么你们要来这个攻击这个以色列国呢
？Why do you attack the Israelites?
这个就是这个意思了。
That's what it means.
那不管你们怎么样的嫉妒神所选择的就是这个锡安山。
No matter how jealous you are, God chose Mount Zion.
所以今天我们要思考的就是这个锡安山指的是哪一座山呢
？So we have to think which mountain is Mount Zion.
这个世界上也有许许多多各式各样的宗教以及各式各样的基督教派。
And in this world, there are so many different religions, and including many different Christian denominations.
那这些呢，可以指的世界上有许许多多的山。
And we can say we have so many religious mountains.
那我们是不是我们的救主所愿意居住的那一座山，那一座锡安山呢
？And where we are now, is this the mountain God is willing to dwell in?
你能不能肯定我们的确居住在神的山上
？Can you be absolutely sure that you are dwelling in the mountain of God?
最重要的当然就是你要去发现这一座山是不是有神的灵在啊，就好像在西乃山降临一样。
Most importantly, are you sure this mountain is where God is present, where it rains?
就好像在西乃山一样哈，十七节就是在叙述了。
Just like in Mount Sinai, as in verse 17.
十七节，这里说是神的，这里讲的这个车就是神的战车。
Here are the chariots of God.
它是数不完的。
It's so many.
它住在这一个山上。
It's countless, so many, and they dwell in this mountain.
那我们可以想起当时候当以利沙没有错应该是以利沙他被这个亚兰王包围起来的时候。
We can remember that when Elijah was
surrounded
by the army of Aram.
Aram, yeah. 那个时候呢，他的仆人说主人啊，我们被包围了，怎么办？
So his servant was like, we are surrounded, what are we going to do?
啊, 那这个以利沙就求神, 啊, 打开他的仆人的眼睛。
So Elijah prayed to God to open his servant's eyes.
啊, 他眼睛一打开, 他就看着满山都是火车火马。
And the servant saw chariots of fire filled the whole mountains.
啊, 这就是神的, 啊, 战车保护着他的山。
So the chariots of God protect the mountain.
啊, 就好像当时候神降临在西乃山, 啊,
Just as the Lord is descend upon Mount Sinai.
整个山, 啊, 被神, 啊, 所充满啊。
It was filled with God's presence.
啊, 所以今天, 啊, 我们也要让神充满在我们教会里面。
So we should let God's presence fill our church.
啊, 这样子呢, 我们才能够体验到, 啊, 神的能力啊。
Then we can experience God's power.
好, 18节,
okay, verse 18.
啊, 这里, 啊, 是后来, 啊, 在以弗所书第四章第八节, 保罗又引用。
Here, this is quoted in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8.
啊, 在这里提到神虽然他已经, 啊, 是, 啊, 升到, 就是他已经升高了, 很有权柄了。
Here is that God has been ascended.
啊, 并且呢, 他已经战胜了他的仇敌啊。
He also overcome the enemies.
啊, 但是呢, 啊, 神却愿意住在人间。
But the Lord, God still is still willing to dwell among us.
啊, 甚至于住在悖逆的人当中。
Even among the rebellious.
啊, 甚至于愿意来聆听、垂听他们的祷告、他们的祈求。
And even willing to listen to their prayers.
啊, 这就是神的慈爱啊。
This is God's love.
这就是神让人有机会。
So this is a God letting us having a chance.
啊, 让我们能够, 啊, 改变我们自己, 啊, 来愿意, 啊, 顺服他。
So we are willing to change ourselves to obey him.
啊, 所以19节说, 我们这位主啊, 是天天背负我们的重担。
So here in verse 19 it said that this is the Lord who carries our load.
啊, 主耶稣为我们背负罪的重担。
Jesus carried the loads of our sins.
啊, 因此呢, 啊, 他就被, 啊, 钉在十架上当作赎罪祭。
Therefore he was crucified as a scapegoat.
啊, 就是为了让我们有机会能够与神和好。
That, so that we have a chance to reconciliate with God.
啊, 这就是神所提供给我们的救恩啊。
This is the salvation God has given us.
难道我们不应当称颂他吗?
Should we not praise him?
啊, 这就是, 啊, 这个诗人, 啊, 在这里, 啊, 在告诉我们。
This is what the psalmist said to us.
啊, 让我们时常思想神在我们身上的恩典。
We should constantly think about God's grace.
那我们真的能够由心而发的时时的来歌颂他。
And from the bottom of our hearts, we should praise him.
你越歌颂他, 你就会越喜乐。
The more you praise him, the more joyful you will be.
啊, 你会发现, 原来啊, 神的恩典这么的多。
You'll find that God's grace is abundant.
啊, 我们的困难啊, 实际上不算什么。
Our difficulties are very minute.
啊, 因为我们稍微忍一忍, 靠着神就可以度过去了。
Because we can overcome them by relying on God.
啊, 因为我们的神, 啊, 是时常的在看顾我们, 愿意做我们的父亲。
Because God looks after us as if he's
愿意,
our father.
啊, 为我们, 啊, 来伸冤。
He's willing to seek justice for us.
啊, 愿意, 啊, 时常的与我们同在, 啊, 与我们同行。
He's willing to be with us.
啊, 我们大家都能够时时的纪念他的爱。
May we constantly remember God's love.
那时间的关系, 接下来我们就, 请大家自己再去慢慢的读。
Because of time, the rest of the chapter you can read on your own.
那盼望我们, 都能够从这些诗篇里面, 对我们所信的这位神有更深刻的认识。
May we gain a deeper understanding to the God that we believe.
让我们愿意呢, 真的是舍弃我们自己, 来跟从他。
So we are willing to give up ourselves to follow him.
舍己啊，英文就是
deny ourselves to follow him.
那我们可以舍己，背起我们的十字架来跟从他。
So deny ourselves and carry our own cross.
愿神帮助我们。
May God help us.
那我们最后就一起来祷告。
Now we'll pray together.
我们祷告的时候我们一方面思想神对我们的爱。
When we pray, we'll remember God's love.
一方面我们也为在这个苦难当中的弟兄姐妹们来代祷。
And pray for those who are suffering.
愿神来安慰他们来带领他们。
May God comfort them and guide them.
坚固他们的手，坚固他们的脚。
Strengthen their faith.
让他们在信仰上能够继续的这个成长。
So they can continue to grow in the journey.
那我们也为教会各样的事工代祷。
We'll pray for the holy work here.
也为我们等一下要举行的这个这个查经带领的这个讲习哈。
We'll also pray for the coming Bible study leading workshop.
一起跪下来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。